I'm Mark Hardy, I'm calling the meeting to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Riley, can I get you to do the invocation, please?
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the redeeming power that you gave us and, Lord, the celebration we had yesterday. Lord, we just pray now for rain, that you would touch our land. It's so dry, and Lord, we just need it so bad. We just ask you now that you would be with this meeting, and Lord, that the right decisions could be made. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have a presentation of TML Longevity Award. And would you like to do that, Heather?
I think Javier's on.
Javier?
Good afternoon. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you all for your business. My name is Javier Reyes. I'm president of Insurance Brokers, and my co-agent for City of Lionel is Dina Tinner, vice president of Morrison Insurance, and currently our sales rep with the TML is Heather. In 1999, Dina called me and asked me if we wanted to partner up so we could have all the insurance companies available for the City of Lionel to make sure that the benefits were the best at the lowest cost possible. Since then, we worked with, since we're independent agencies, we have access to over 60 different companies. So at first, we used like Amil International for like 4 or 5 years to keep the cost down, benefits up. After that, we used Scott & White when they moved into the area, especially with the hospital. That was the first time we tried an HMO here locally, and it worked out real well for about 6 years. Then when they went a little crazy, then that's when TML came in and helped us out. For the past 5 years, they've done a great job.
Yes.
And so we're grateful to them to want to be here today to thank you all for your business also.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Yeah, why don't you all, come forward.
Okay. Appreciate it. All right. So my name is Heather Von Gonten. I am the city's account executive with TML Health. And we are here today to show you our appreciation of your loyalty. And like Javier said, we've had a good run over the last 5 years. So today we want to recognize you for 5 years of partnership between your city and TML Health. We truly can't thank you enough for the opportunity you've given us to serve the front lines of Texas. Your partnership has allowed us to make the most of our mission. Thank you for your continued support and commitment. Without further ado, we'd like to award you the TML Health's 5-Year Longevity Award.
Yay.
I'll just come down for this. How very nice.
Yes, ma'am. I like the shiny one.
Yeah. Now they're gorgeous.
You had put rabbit ears in.
I'm hiding, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, thank you all.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank y'all.
Awesome. Start the applause one more time. Yeah. Yeah. They didn't get. There you go.
Awesome.
We don't have any public comments, do we?
No.
Okay. Next are the consent agenda items. Approval of the City Council regular meeting for March 21st and approval for a request from the First Baptist Church Kids for Christ Grant exclusive use of Badoo Park on Saturday, May 14th for a fundraiser. Do I hear a motion?
I move to approve.
Do I hear a second?
Yes, sir.
Any discussion?
Can we let, I think Clara's here.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
I'd love to hear from you.
Just give us a little information.
I didn't realize you were here. I saw your name on the thing.
Bye-bye.
So we have 34 campers going to church camp this year. Each camp spot costs $260.
Wow.
And roughly between what parents have paid in the previous fundraising we've done, we've gotten about half of that paid off. So we have roughly $4,300 we have left to accumulate between now and July.
And July.
So,
yeah.
So we're hoping to use the park for laser tag. That's going to be our main event, but it's going to be a family fun day. We want our kids and parents and siblings to come out and enjoy the park and
how
the weather.
Fun.
And we're hoping, Donnie, you've kind of put it in the works that maybe getting some police officers out there to team up against the kids to make some interesting games. So
yeah.
I thought that would be a lot of fun. We're renting the equipment from Freedom Fund, and we our insurance from the church will cover liability, and we do have a liability release form that parents will have to sign when kids are signed up to play.
All right. Does anybody have any questions? I think it sounds wonderful.
I know.
I have a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor say aye.
I'd like to, you said that we got interrupted as far as what, but I'd like to look at item E that's on the minutes. This is what we're discussing, right? Okay.
The bank reconciliation?
No, the previous. Here.
The minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
I have a little bit of a I didn't know this was going to go turn around and go right back out for bid. I thought there was going to be some talking back and forth between the bidders and Erica. And I don't know that that got done, so I feel like we need to look at that and take that off as far as what, you know, was declared as true minutes, because that's not what I remember talking about. And I may be the only one who feels that way, but I felt like there was, I remember you reaching out to him and saying, hey, I'll get with you, I promise you I'll get with you, and I don't know.
But it was time to mow. That was the only time I was going to reach out to him.
Well, it sounded the whole hay thing.
No, I was meant for when it needed to be baled. We had our first baling.
Okay.
If we didn't have an agreement at that time.
Okay. Anybody else have any kind of comments on that?
Well, it's on the agenda again tonight, too. I don't know, because there was more discussion that went in just besides the motion. I mean, are we changing, like,
I don't know if
the part there, or is there more discussion to be had when we get to the hay contract?
Maybe that's what we need to do.
Portion.
That, I didn't know it was going to turn around and go right back up to bid without,
because it just says, I mean,
well, y'all reaching out to the bidders.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Did you rework the contract, Josh? Yeah. So I think that they've already reached out and done what the motion asked for, and now it's being presented again to council to see if they approve of the changes that were made.
Okay.
It's the way I took, which is the way I took the motion to be.
Somewhere we need more discussion about what was said and what happened at last meeting. Because we did request removing the landscaping around the sprinklers, go back for bid,
right,
based on a per bale kind of, you know, a production rate bid, and put that back out on the street. But there's some other questions about the process in between and how that happened. So I don't know if we're going to talk about it now.
As long as y'all are okay with this, the motion that was on the last meeting and action taken.
We'll face it when we get to that agenda.
Then we can discuss the other tonight when we just go into our...
Well, that's what I'm saying. The motion that says it was removed and was going to go back out to bid. I was under the impression that y'all were going to reach out to them specifically and talk to them about the bid and what was, because like I said, I thought I saw you, I'll reach out to you,
but it was just about the bailing.
Okay, well, that's just my thought. I mean, that's what I received. I'm sorry.
But we talked about the production data at the meeting. We talked about providing them with the production data, the bidders with that production data. And I don't know that that happened before the bids went back out.
So I guess what I'm saying is I don't agree with going back out for bid without them being and getting in touch with and talking to them about it before the production data was given to them.
I think that needs to be the discussion on the regular agenda for tonight.
Okay, perfect.
That's the way I read it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, was that out of your questions?
Yep.
Then I have a motion and a second.